Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a home draw celebrated quite so much. I mean, a lot of effort in the night.
As I said to you, I've never faulted the guys for their commitment and their effort. I can never do that with them. You know, we make errors for sure, and I think a lot of chances came. And I was saying to him today, it was interesting. The ball went out for a throw-in. We just seemed to never pick up, and every time any chance that they got was really from a throw-in. And some people think it's crazy to say that, but that was a fact. But I must give them great credit. It's a fantastic spirit to lose the goal just after we did, after Kai missing a great chance, then we lose the goal, and then to lose the goal with a fantastic tackle for Ryan the way we did, you know, it just seemed as if that's the way it was going to be. But the one thing I can say about these boys, they've shown great commitment, and I say that I don't care whatever you give, you've got to give everything, you leave everything on that football pitch whenever you play a game. And I think to a man who'd done that today, the guy's going off, and it was obviously a concern to play Vitus because he hadn't trained with us till yesterday and he's been away for 2 weeks, and I'm always concerned when people are on international duty, especially when they're not playing. We've got a couple of other niggles with some of the boys who dragged themselves out. Dan Priebus has got out his sick bed to play, and great credit to him, and he was sick about 5 or 6 times on the pitch in the first half, which is incredible actually, but the kid wanted to keep playing. But we just thought in the second half he'd been booked, and we were just a bit concerned that we'd end up losing a man through his desire to do well, and we made the change. But as I've said here, I think it's so important the guys on the bench, they're so effective. I feel we've got a good mix, and I think you've seen that. Kai had a great opportunity to score. Nikolai comes on, he's done nothing wrong, but he's been carrying an injury, missed a full week's training, well, 10 days training, you know, and he's just come back in about. So, but Craig's come in today and probably played his best game and showed that wee bit more desire and commitment. As I say, I know his talent he's got, but as I say, there's no success without hard work. And as I say, I thought they thoroughly deserved at least that at the end of the game, you know. And as I say, I was delighted with the effort of the penalty, especially as you know, the run of games we're on, it's easy to put your head down and throw the towel in, you know, especially when the game's so late. But they kept going, and it's ironic that Aaron scores a goal, and it shows you his determination to get in at the back post and get the opportunity and get the goal. So I think that summed up the spirit within the group.
Dan Priebus can sometimes be a bit of an unsung hero in the way that he plays, but that speaks volumes about the character if he's been vomiting.
He's been fantastic. I knew what I was getting when I seen Dan. I'd always liked Dan when I played against him. I thought he was always very, very effective. You know, I thought he had a fantastic attitude to his game. A great desire, a great work ethic. He's another kid that's not had much football before the season, unfortunately. You know, we're trying to get his game legs in because he had an injury last year with his hamstring. But he wants to train every day, even though he still feels that. You know, as I say, he was texting at 4:30 in the morning to say he was ill, but could he take the next day off? And as I say, I think that's his desire to play. He was out, and as I say, he'd been sick, we'd sort of kept him away for the players. We're glad it wasn't obviously COVID, but we'd kept him away for the players. And then he comes in the day to put a shift in. And as I said to you before, it's very, very easy to say, I'll miss this one, especially when you're not winning games of football. But as I said, that shows fantastic commitment with him. But I've been absolutely delighted with him. I think he's a shining light in the respect of the way he goes about his business every day and every game he's played in. People say, oh, maybe never done this and never done that. But the one thing you can't is his commitment and his desire to try and do well.
It's a bit bizarre goal from Dom Thomas, but you must be happy with the overall impact you got from him. His first start since August 7th, I think.
Yeah, listen, I keep saying to people, I left Dom out when he was a captain, you know, and that's very, very difficult to do, you know. I know his talent, but he knows what he expects, you know. Fans expect, supporters expect to give everything you've got. I know he's got the talent, you know. He's a match winner. I've said that to him. He's a match winner. As I say, I don't pick the team I pick the team on a Saturday. I don't pick it during the week. That's the way you train and you play. And as I say, he's been great. His numbers are fantastic, you know, and he's deserved his opportunity again, you know. As I say, that's all I ask, you know, is you give that everything you've got. And I think to a man, he showed that. And that's great credit to him, because through a run like this, it's easy to down tools and sort of hide a little bit. But every single one of them deserve great credit for that, because that's not easy when you've lost a goal so late and had a wee bit of rubber green against you a period in the game. And that's football, but they kept going, they tried to do the right things, and I thought they got at least their just rewards at the end of the game. Thank you very much.
You must be pleased that there were so many of them present for the 95th minute to see that equaliser.
Yeah, as I said, it's our job to send the fans home happy. That's our job. That's what they come to see. I want to be here for that 90 minutes, 95 minutes, because you want to have that team on the pitch that sends them home. As I've always said that for day one, I'm not one for currying favour. I understand the criticism that's came, and I understand everything that comes with that. But I think they showed a commitment today, and if you show fans a commitment, I think they respond, and I think they've done that to a man today.
Thanks. Tuesday for people.